everyone. This is the Bobby Dooley way. It's the Phil Hendry show, darling. I know, but I wanted to. I'm Bobby Dooley. I am filling in for Phil Hendry, but I wanted to give our segment, and my husband Steve is here. Hello, honey.
Well, sit down, Steve.
Hey.
What did we want to call this?
We want to call the Bobby Dooley moment, you know.
The Bobby Dooley moment.
Yeah.
So let's call it that, all right?
No, I don't know, Mr. Hendry.
Let's call it that, all right? Bobby, please. You know that Phil left explicit instructions.
My wife, she wants to call it that.
Hi, ma'am.
Bobby Dooley moment.
The Bobby Dooley moment. And what is this? This is music. Did I approve this?
Bobby, you don't need to approve anything. This is the music that Phil plays.
Well, it's disturbing music.
Sounds like the movie The Mission that Robert De Niro was in, because they have a great many natives in it.
There's nothing wrong with native people. See? This is, I don't know what it is. It's something that Phil plays.
What a native,
You know, you're going to come off sounding as if you're against native people.
No, we are not.
Can't touch the microphone either.
Excuse me, let's kill the music, as Phil likes to say. I'm Bobby Dooley. Welcome to the program tonight. Well, what I had said to Phil, and I think you're aware that I had these conversations, right?
Yeah, we're aware of that, but he never told us anything.
Well, let me tell you what he said to me. He said, Bobby, do the best that you can with what you got. And I made a joke. I lifted my skirt a little.
God, honey, you know.
Well, I said, do you mean this? You're kidding, right? It wasn't salacious, believe me. Well, I don't think it's appropriate. Well, Margaret, at this point, it's a little late.
Well, my wife's not going to be salacious or anything.
All right, thank you very much, Steve. We're listening to Bobby.
God, okay.
Let's not get childish, Steve. No, Phil said, do the best with what you got. And I lifted my skirt.
What?
I lifted it as high as the butt cheek, but no higher.
Oh, my God.
No higher.
Yeah, my wife is, it's an artistic expression. Now, talk about artistic expression. At least this is radio or podcast or whatever, and we don't have to see it. But, you know, Mr. Hendry...
What do you mean you don't have to see it?
You know, they're talking about...
We are talking about the man's... You're talking about this man's husband. You're talking about her husband.
What?
General,
you know what I'm saying.
All I'm saying is, you did that...
Look, we don't need to hear what you and Phil worked out if it's all the same to you. I made a joke, that's all.
Great.
So, Phil said, do the best with what you got. I went, woo-woo! He shook his head and he left to get into his car, but as he was leaving, he bounced from one wall to the next.
What, you think the look at...
Go ahead, say it.
You think him getting a look at one of your ass cheeks did...
Margaret, have you been checked for emphysema?
No, I don't need to be.
Well, I think that was rather startling.
Yeah, it was rather stark. Margaret, are you all right?
I'm fine, and let's not start this I know Phil wants us to do the very best with what he got, you know.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Yeah, you told me, and we don't have to keep harping on it.
All right, let's move on. So, it's the Bobby Dooley experience, what's it called?
It's the Bobby Dooley method. I don't know, but I want it to be something different, and Phil said that was all right.
All right, so what'd you settle on?
I haven't settled on anything yet.
Yeah, we're trying out a few of the Bobby Dooley method, the Blobby...
The Blobby?
The Bobby Dooley way.
How about this? How about the Bobby Dooley show?
Are you... That's exactly what Phil calls it.
Oh, yeah. All right. What? I got it. The Bobby Dooley... The Bobby Dooley party.
That's a good one, Bobby. I don't know. It sounds very staid and rather pedestrian, you know? You know what I mean by pedestrian?
No. Yeah, talk about like walking down a street.
No, it's not walking down a street.
It means mundane, son. That's all it means.
It means mundane. Although I could have told him, General.
I'm sorry, but it's...
We do need to move along. Fine. So, welcome to the Bobby Dooley extravaganza. I like that. We are going to talk today about Louise Linton. How many people here...
Yeah, I know who she is.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, Louise Linton, is she the lady?
She's the lady that was getting off the... The reason why I say how many people here, I don't necessarily mean people in studio, but how many of you here, as in our listening audience... How many of you know who Louise Linton is? Anyone? You? Who are you pointing at? the people that are listening.
My wife's pointing at the people that are listening.
Steve, you know, I've got very little patience with you jumping in like that.
Now, Mr. Henry said that Mr. Dooley was allowed to do it.
Oh, good for you, bud. So you're taking down all of these instructions.
Well, that's what the boy's supposed to do.
So anyway, you mean...
Meaning the people that are listening. All right, and then what? See, you say, and then what, as if you're waiting for me to describe someone unzipping his fly.
All right, so let's say it this way. What comes next?
What comes next is this. How many of you people have heard of Louise Linton? You. All right, then what? Oh, I see no one has. Let me tell you all about her.
Yeah, I know about her. She's a lady.
I want to do it. Let him. Him? I'm sorry. Let her do it. Louise Linton was a woman who lived in the 18th... No, I'm sorry, that's a different...
18th century?
No, I've got that wrong. Louise Linton is a woman who is married to the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin.
What is his name?
His name is Steve Mnuchin, but because you don't know the name doesn't mean you get to interrupt.
All right, so just Steve Mnuchin.
Yeah. All right, Steve Mnuchin.
Steve Mnuchin.
My name's Steve Dooley, okay?
Yeah.
He's Steve Mnuchin.
She said Mnuchin.
It's Steve Mnuchin, Steve.
Steve?
Steve Mnuchin, Steve.
What? That's his last name.
His name is Steve Mnuchin, Dooley. Does that work?
I don't know.
He looks like he's going to cry. Steve, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm okay. God damn, Mr. Dooley. All we're trying to talk about here is Steve Mnuchin.
It's Steve Mnuchin. Oh, my God, you people are talking as if your skulls didn't fully develop because the brain didn't fully develop, and there was no need for the skull to fully develop because the brain what was in...
The brain that was inside didn't need any more room.
Yes, something like that. So what about Steve Mnuchin or Mnuchin? His name's Mnuchin. And, all right, Mnuchin. Steve Mnuchin is the husband of Louise Linton. She gets off a plane after having been in Kentucky. Okay, everyone following?
Yeah. They went down there for some kind of a business trip, right?
Yes, the Treasury Secretary was down in Kentucky conferring with some officials. Okay, good for you. God.
Well, I mean, that's what we got to do when you're on this show. Yeah, you got to stay aware of the news. Got to stay aware of the news.
All right, so you're all aware. So that's where he was.
Then they flew back.
If you don't mind, I'd like to do it. They flew back, and when they got off the plane, they took a picture of her, or she took a picture of herself. I don't think she could have, though. No, the picture was taken from something like, it looked like it was like 30 feet away or something.
Yeah, it was far away.
All right, so someone else took it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So they took a picture of her, and she took it, and she put it on Instagram. You're all aware of Instagram, right?
Yeah, I know, honey. We should have an Instagram account.
You know something? That's really a good idea, at least for Western states. Instagram's a good way to connect with people in social media, yes. Well, we were thinking about having an Instagram account, and how do you do that?
We can maybe get into it a little bit later on.
Yeah, we'll keep the bit going.
Okay, I'm sorry. So she put in the picture hashtags. And if you know about a hashtag, you put the hashtag and then you put the word and everyone goes to the hashtag. See?
Yes, so she hashtagged all of these designers.
You look a little impatient, General. What, can we just forget?
Oh, I'm sorry. I am getting a little impatient.
All right, so... She hashtagged all of these designers. Well, what do you think? Some woman said, who do you think you are? And Louise, and I know a lot of people have not taken her side. A lot of people are opposed to her.
Yeah, and my wife wanted us to take the side of Louise Linton just to show that side.
All right, now, I don't mind that at all. But if anyone was going to take her side and show people that side of life, it would be me.
Well, no, it... Why?
Because I'm the entertainment reporter...
Margaret, she's the host.
Yeah, she's the guest host.
So anyway, so I took her side, and I guess you would too.
Yes, go ahead.
I felt, well, no, I wouldn't take her side, but I, if I were to take her side...
Will you come on?
So I felt that I would take her side.
You're on her side.
I was on her side. Even though I could have taken her side.
God damn, man. Will you people come on before I start... Tearing stuff out of the wall around here?
I'm simply saying...
Come on, let's just get going.
Let me just say this. Louise Linton, I think, was doing a great service to a lot of women. She is a woman who is moneyed. She is a woman who has, I would say, resources. She has what I would call her own personal style, and she certainly has a grace, a charm, a way of moving across the floor. I've tried very, very hard in our Homeowners Association meetings to impart this sensibility to a lot of the gals, especially the gals in my circle of taste. All right, you can explain circle of taste later on. Well, I don't think I'm going to explain it now. I think most people know the circle of taste is a very difficult group to get into. I run the circle of taste. I determine the circle of taste, who gets in it. But I, too, must teach my own circle of taste girls how to get their game stepped up another level.
Yes.
See, you're looking at me. You're giving me that. I'm giving you what? You're giving me the dirty look.
Yeah, see, the dirty look, if I just may. Yeah, go ahead. The dirty look in the CCNRs at our Homeowners Association.
Don't tell me it's not allowed.
It technically, no, it isn't.
You're not allowed to give me the dirty look.
Yeah. So when you do it here.
Well, we're not in your Homeowners Association, all right?
No, I know. But when you do it here and you give her a dirty look, it shows, wow, you know.
I'm just not used to getting the dirty look because I tell people, you just gave me the dirty look. You know, what's that about?
So what's the punishment?
Well, the punishment is we lien their property, we'll increase their Homeowners Association fee, or garnish their wages.
How do you garnish somebody's wages? I mean, it's a Homeowners Association.
Our Homeowners Association, forget it.
Yeah, we can't explain it. It's very exclusive.
It's very exclusive. All right, so anyway, you garnish their wages if they give you the dirty look. You know, the way you said that, give it a rest, will you, Bobby? Is that what you do? Yes.
All right, and then what?
There he goes again with then what. He's not waiting for you to take your brassiere off, if that's what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? My wife is trying to say then what, not the way you're thinking.
All right, so then what, meaning then what in a very clean sense? Then what, assuming no one's taking the brassiere off or their underwear?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so no one's allowed to give you the dirty look.
Yeah, no one's allowed to give me the dirty look. Well, I think that's what's happened with Louise Linton. She gets off the plane, and there are a bunch of women, figuratively, not literally, figuratively waiting for her. Okay? Well, what are they doing? What they're doing is, you know, you're saying that like you're humoring a mental case. I'm asking you, Bobby. No, I'm not. I'm saying, what are they doing in your mind's eye so that we can all see the experience?
Yeah, that's we don't know anything about your mental state.
All right, well, my wife is very, you know, she's very sensitive on account of the dirty look.
I understand. Thank you.
All right, I'll continue then. Thank you. So she hashtagged the names of these different designers. Well, what do you think happened? A woman from, I think it was Seattle or Oklahoma, someplace that one would not automatically think of as a fashion, you know, a fashion place. Well, what does that mean, a fashion place? I don't think of Seattle, and I don't think of Oklahoma City as a place where you go to get dressed up and go out to the opera or something. I just...
All right, well, but women do have style there.
All right, I'll give you that. So what were the things that... I'm getting it, Margaret. Louise Linton gets off this plane. I'm finding the picture. There it is right there. All right, let me see this. I've got it. She has Countryside. She has Roland Murray. She has the Hermes scarf, the Tom Ford. She's got Valentino. You know. So these are all
big designers.
Yes. And in so imparting that, she was helping the women figuratively in Seattle, in Little Rock, in Oklahoma City, in the Ozarks.
You mean the Ozarks?
Well, those are some areas where the women probably...
Yeah, it gets a lot of people in the Ozarks.
I don't think of the Ozarks as being necessarily fashion-deprived, although it is very remote.
You've got to be kidding me.
What are you laughing at, Dooley?
You tell me the Ozarks are some place... Yeah, now let's cut to the Ozarks for a fashion show.
What a ridiculous idea.
We're not saying that. We're just saying let's not put any individual place or people down.
That's what we're trying to say, and I guess we're not doing it well. So, all right, let's forget you said the Ozarks... Let's forget all of that. Let's just forget I was acting like a slob.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not. Let's just pretend that Louise Linton is there for every woman in America. All right, except for me, and you, and a few other women.
All right, great. So who's she there for?
God, General.
All right, I'm sorry. Who's she there for?
She's there for, well, first of all, she was there for this woman that weighed in with the following comment. After she said, I've got all of these really cool designs, this woman, Jen Miller, glad we could pay for your little getaway, deplorable. Okay? All right, deplorable is what Trump voters call themselves. Well, so that's what she's calling Louise Linton that.
Yeah, don't you get it?
Yes, we get it.
So she said, what is this? Oh, she said, Jen Miller, cute. Did you think this was a personal trip? Adorable. So she sort of talked down to her. But in so doing, she was trying to say to her, I'm doing this for you. I'm looking this way. I'm dressing this way. I'm walking this way. I'm showing you something that you may never see in your life. Something, my God, this may be the first time you've ever seen something like this. Look at the way I walk. And I remember, Steve, remember when we went on the camping trip?
Yeah, my wife and I went on a camping trip to Bryce Canyon, Utah, and we came upon a Utah woman. And she thought, you know, she'd heard Bobby on the Phil Henry. She goes, oh, you're such a pig. And Bobby showed her.
I showed her. I said, look at the way I'm walking. And I did a model walk. I put on my heels. I said, this is something you don't know.
Now, wait a minute. This woman was taking exception to you because she'd heard you on Phil's show.
Yes, but she didn't. I said, you know what your problem is? You're jealous of the fact that I have, and you can probably, well, I won't talk about it. I have a very high rear end. All right. What about it?
What about that?
Well, I don't want him. He's looking at me with a, are you drooling?
No, I'm not drooling. I'm just, what, did you say you got a high rear end? What does that mean?
And forgive me, Robert, for saying it this way, but I have a rear end that resembles.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. Watch what you're saying.
Wait a second. I have a rear end that resembles a black woman's. Uh-huh. Well, what's the big deal?
Come on, you gotta give my wife that. What she was trying to say to these Utah ladies is, look at how high my rear end is.
As I was walking and showing them my walk.
So you were showing them your walk?
Tell you what, let's take a phone call, shall we? Who said that we were... I'm the one that says... I thought maybe we could take the phone call.
Yeah, take a phone call.
I'm the one that says we take a phone call.
Yeah, you gotta wait for my wife to say it. All right.
Let's take a phone call, shall we?
Okay. You have a guy here, his name is Herm. He's on the line from Bellevue, Washington. And Herm is a 46-year-old married man. He's a gentleman who is... Excuse me, he's a gentleman...
I can do it. You don't have to explain it, Bud.
All right, well, here he is.
Hi, Herm. Is this you?
Yeah, this is Herm.
Okay, are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. But...
What is your story, buddy?
Hold on. I'm listening to you talking. And...
And what, is it pissing you off?
Yes, it's pissing me off. You... Oh, man.
Well, what's your problem?
Oh, man. You're pissing me...
Okay, thank you very much, Herm. What is his story?
Oh, it sounded like he was really mad and everything. Here's Marilyn, and she's in...
I'll do it. You don't have to do it for me. This is Marilyn, and she is aboard an American Airlines jet heading to Miami this evening. Marilyn, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I've been listening to your very unfortunate comments this evening. And
what is unfortunate about them?
Well, they seem to be coming from a very ignorant woman. I'm sorry to put it that way.
Captain, you're talking about my wife now.
Yeah, and the husband there, the one that keeps butting in. I would hope that someone there on the show staff would exercise some restraint and tell the man to shut, as my father used to say, the big bazoo. You know the big bazoo?
I don't...
The big bazoo is when you go ba 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 ba. You know. So shut your bazoo while I am talking, if you don't mind.
So what do you want to talk about, Marilyn?
I want to say to you that that woman, Louise Linton, was doing anything but showing women the grace and the style with which they can become accustomed. She was talking down to them. She talked down to that woman, Miller.
Yes, but you didn't hear my part of the story.
Well, I'm happy to listen to your part of the story, but when you're talking about this Lint woman...
Well, what about your part of the story, Bobby? When I met that woman in Utah...
The Utah woman, as you call her.
Yes. I said, look at the way I walk, and I put on my heels. I pointed to my high rear end.
Okay, here we are. And here we arrive at the high rear end.
Yes, we're at the high rear end now.
Yeah. God, we've come face to face.
Okay, so we're face to face with the high rear end.
Yeah. Wish I was face to face with it.
Keep your mouth shut. Go ahead.
Thank you, General. I said, look at how I'm walking. I was swaying my hips, but I was also going one foot directly in front of the other. And the feet, you never took more than a 4 or 5 inch step. Always the heel to toe, heel to toe.
Yes, I'm familiar with heel to toe. I am right now taking modeling lessons from the John Robert Powers Institute. It does still exist, albeit in a much smaller form.
I've never heard of it. It was an old school, a charm school. Old school charms, that's very cute.
Well, that is accurate. I was recently reassigned, my gender was reassigned, so I'm learning to be a model.
What do you mean? I mean, that's up in the air now that President Trump is president.
Never mind about President Trump. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, can we just get the story here? Well, my husband had a very... I think he had a valid point.
No, he doesn't have a valid point. Trust me when I tell you that. I'm simply saying, going heel to toe, heel to toe, it must have looked as if someone had slapped a chastity belt on your ass.
I'm going to hang up on her, okay? All right, fine, but do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, see, she's saying that heel to toe that you were talking about, it can't possibly be real. It must be fake.
It's not fake. What I'm telling you... What? What are you talking about?
My wife went heel to toe. Every step is 4 inches. All right?
4 inches.
I'm going to shut up, Bud, or I swear to God, I'm going to lift you over my head and throw you from the top of a parked car.
No, it's not that far.
You want me to try it?
No.
The heel... May I continue?
Go ahead.
When you go heel to toe, and then I'm looking at them, too. So I'm going heel to toe, heel to toe. And I'm looking, and... At the same time, I'm pointing at my very high rear end. What is it with you and the high rear end? So what?
My wife's trying to talk about the high rear end on account of she worked hard on it.
I worked long and hard to get a high... What are you laughing at?
Well, she's talking about long and hard.
All right, that does it.
Yeah!
And stay out.
You know what? I wish we did that more often.
Well, I'll go and check on them.
Yeah, you do that.
Thank you very much, General.
You're welcome.
I worked very long and hard on stair steppers and doing leg lifts and the like to get the high rear end. Why do you call it the high rear end? Because I believe that's the technical term. Because I have to tell you, Bobby, and I don't mean you're a perfectly fine-looking woman, but I don't see any high rear end on you.
What are you talking about?
How dare you?
Look at that. She's... I'm not... I don't have a dog in this fight either way, but if Margaret is saying that...
Well, you don't notice my wife's high rear end.
Buddy, even if I did, I wouldn't say anything, all right? I'm trying to have respect, A, for my wife, B, for the women in the audience, C, for my wife, and D, for my wife.
I understand.
You don't notice the high rear end.
I just got done telling you.
What about it? Well, what do you mean, what about it? It doesn't look to me as if you have one, so what are you talking about? Well, never mind then, but the high rear end... is what most women aspire to, and I do have it, and I suggest you get glasses, okay?
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back.
I don't like this music, can we?
Hi, guys, it's Phil Henry for the Backstage Pass. 2 months for 99 cents. You ready for that? That's our big promotion. And I'm telling you, nothing in this world could be more worth 2 months of the Phil Henry Show, grabbing 2 months of the Phil Henry Show for only 99 cents. You got to get on it quick, ride it until you've ridden it right into the dust, because it is a limited time offer. And with those, well, with that backstage pass, those 2 months, that 99 cents, you get our 30,000-hour archive. You get all of the other miscellany that comes along with that, including all of the podcasts, both our current podcasts and our, well, we used to do these videocasts and showcasts, as well as all of our videocasts going all the way back to the 2000s when we did 360-degree podcasts and video casts, when we were doing a lot of experimental stuff with those video casts. We had some crazy times back then, man. Also, the TV pilots, the radio and TV interviews that we've done, etc. And we have our Friday night chat. We have our live streaming show on Sunday nights. We have other events as well that pop up from time to time. So get yourself a backstage pass and enjoy the wonderful, weird, weird, wonderful, and wonderfully weird, and weird and wonderful
world of Phil Hendry.
Get it today.
Or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow.
What is this?
This a band that Mr. Henry likes to play.
Well, it does. It's a little jarring. Can you tell us what it is?
I don't know. All right, well, anyway, welcome, but you don't know.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley is the special guest. And Ms. Dooley, I must say that this has been a strange opening to the program. You want to talk about this Louise Linton?
Louise Linton, that's the lady. I know who she is, Dooley.
Look, what I wanted to tell you was that Louise Linton was doing that woman a favor, and I believe that what she did, the lady, yes, a woman named Jennifer Miller, yes, what she did, I think, was really rude. It was rude and it was crude. I don't think that she appreciated...
Well, what was rude and crude about it?
Just the smart alecky way.
Yeah, very kind of a smart alecky way. Guy, don't you know who you're talking to and everything?
Yeah, it didn't seem to me that she knew who she was talking to.
Yeah, so what? Talking to who? Some wife of Steve Mnuchin? You know?
The man's name is Mnuchin. Are you that dumb? Or is this a science experiment? You made yourself dumb, then you'll drink the elixir and you'll get back to being whatever you were. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
That's very weird, Bobby. I'm weird. This one over here...
No, what he's trying to say is, you're talking about the guy... What?
I'm saying that the people... Steve Mnuchin is the treasury... Forget it.
That's what I thought.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. My wife, she gets to do that.
I get to do that.
All right.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Bobby Dooley concept. That's...
All right, so now you want to call it the concept.
Can we not have so much commentary? Well, you're saying things that we want to comment on. Yeah, but would we just... Fine.
All right, we won't comment, but the name of the show is The Bobby Dooley Concept.
The Bobby Dooley Concept, or The Bobby Dooley... The Bobby Dooley mind... The Bobby Dooley Dream. I like Dream. We have to settle on something. All right, The Bobby Dooley Dream.
All right, The Bobby Dooley...
Bobby Dooley Dream sounds very, very weird.
We don't care what you think. It's called The Bobby Dooley Dream.
Welcome to The Bobby Dooley Dream. And the next topic that I want to talk about is the eclipse of the sun. I don't know how many of you saw it the other day on Monday, but it was really, really neat. I didn't look at it directly into the sun because you can go blind. You can have eye damage at least.
Yes.
So what I did is I logged onto the NASA channel to look at it.
Yeah, my wife and I... And here's why I get to pick up here, because you said I could be part of one of the segments.
Go ahead.
I'm Steve Dooley, Bobby's husband, and here's where I pick up.
You don't have to do all that explaining.
Let's just get to it, Steve. God dang it.
Steve, go ahead, please.
Yeah, we're burning daylight.
All right, so, God, now I'm nervous.
I'm Steve, go ahead. Yeah, I'm Steve Dooley, I'm Bobby's husband.
That makes me feel better. I'm Steve Dooley, I'm Bobby's husband. And so what we did is we went over to the NASA channel and we saw the live streaming of it, you know?
Yeah, I know that they were streaming.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. And we saw the live... Don't talk until I'm done talking.
Yeah, okay.
And we saw the live streaming of it. Am I doing okay, honey?
You're doing perfectly.
And we saw the live streaming of it. So we're looking at the live streaming and we're looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. And I suddenly said to my wife, Bobby... Are you getting, do you see these people that are on the TV or they're doing the video? And she goes, yeah, I mean, can you say, four-eyed dork? Can you say, a four-eyed dork and egghead?
But what do you say? You're saying what?
Well, they all had like buck teeth and were overweight and nothing against that.
We know that that's really how scientists are. So there's nothing against that. Well, then what are you talking about? You know, those are educated people.
All right, please, Ms. Graham, but if you're going to be on TV, you got to have people that are on TV that don't look like eggheads and four-legged, or not four-legged, but look like the four-eyed geek and dork that they are, you know?
Yeah, we were thinking that if they could be on television, if they were actually going to put them on TV, which they did do, they put them on television, could they go on a diet? Could they fix their hair?
You know, that's not their primary job, going on television.
Well, then, see,
you're saying that even though they're only on TV one time...
Even though it's just one time, it's a little unusual, because I turned in. You went to bed? What did I say? You turned in. I mean, I turned on and tuned in the coverage. Excuse me, I belched.
That's all right, honey. Do you need a napkin?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Christ.
Do you have to do that here? Excuse me. Here, throw it away or just put it in your pocket.
Okay, honey. God damn, man. You put that in your pocket? What about it? There's throw up in it. There's not throw up. It's just spittle.
It's only spittle. Jesus.
All right, enough. I'm trying to actually have a bowl of oatmeal and you're talking about this? Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I want to say is that when we turned on the NASA coverage, there was a man with glasses and buck teeth. All right, I understand. There was another man who had glasses, buck teeth, and he looked like his hair had a lot of oil, and it might have had a lot of dandruff. A lot of the things that you notice about a lot of the four-eyed dorks is they have a lot of the dandruff.
Yeah, they got a lot of dandruff and everything.
So what if they have dandruff? These are the men that have charted the stars for us. These are the men and the women that have given us the trajectory of planets so that we can intercept them when we send these modules and vehicles and rockets from Earth. These are the people that do the calculations so that our astronauts and cosmonauts can come back safely to Earth. These are the people that you call dorks. These are the people, the men and the women of NASA.
Hey!
Very good, Margaret.
Wasn't that pretty? Well, Bobby, I'm sorry.
No, that was real pretty. God damn.
Wasn't that pretty? So you want to just go ahead and take over, do you? I don't want to take over. Well, that's what it feels like. It feels like you just want to move right in and take over. Let me just walk in and point to my high rear end. Because that's what it feels like. What are you talking about? It sounds like you're flouncing in here and going, look at my butt. Look at my slacks. Look.
My honey, now you got my wife all upset.
Oh, she ought to grow the hell up. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to do it. Well, you look like you were out of sorts. I'm fine. So what you've decided to do then is just to sort of destroy this segment.
Well, what is the segment about? You say there's too many four eyes on TV?
On that very day, yes. I'm not complaining. I'm glad that I was able to see the eclipse of the sun. But every time they went to a human being, one of the TV reporters, it was a four-eyed...
Yeah, it's just a four-eyed dork.
It had some dork aspect. And looking at it, what do you mean by it? I mean, looking at him or her... you suddenly were thrown off. I was, talk about going to another planet. I felt as if I was in another world, a world that was ruled by a dork sensibility. For a woman of style and class, a woman of taste, a woman that goes heel to toe, a woman that...
Why are you trying to make fun of my wife?
Yeah, that's what she's doing. I'm not. You go heel to toe and you point to your high rear end. That's what you said you did. All right, Margaret, don't make it sound like it's something ugly. Don't make it into something that's ugly and vicious. I'm not. All right. Yes, for a woman that points to her own high rear end, it was a sudden shock to the system to see some four-eyed bucktooth.
Yeah, just standing there going, hey, here comes the eclipse.
And I was, my jaw slackened, my eyeballs bulged out. I'm looking at the eclipse, but I'm not concentrating on it because I'm wondering, what the hell was that? Do you understand how that ruined it for a great many Americans? Do you or don't you? Oh, you want me to answer you directly, huh? Yes. No, I don't, Bobby. I don't see it at all. I think you have to be a fairly shallow person.
All right, that's enough. That's enough, because you're disagreeing with my wife.
Yeah, you're disagreeing with me, so we stopped. You have to be that's enough, thank you. We're going to be right back. You have to be a very, very... And we'll be right back.
Well, I'll be right back.
What the hell... What is this?
I don't know, but it's Phil's bumper music.
World famous Phil Hendry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Tomcat Jewelers. You can get a beautiful diamond ring for your girl for only $75.16. The diamond is 100%, but it was cut out of basically the side of a coal mountain. So inside the diamond are a lot of black specks, and it's only worth, frankly, it's only worth about $10, so we're pricing it to $76. But it is a diamond ring, technically, so when you bring it back and say it looks yellow in the light, we say to you, diamond ring, take a look. There it is. There's the signed contract. At Tomcat Jewelers, we sell diamond rings that are polluted with charcoal and all kinds of imperfections and even some dirt and grime in there. What are you going to do? It's a diamond. Diamond rings from Tomcat Jewelers, pulled from a coal bin in Australia. Yes, they are technically diamonds, but they're only good to use on stereo needles and maybe cutting glass here and there. They look like hell, but you can always tell people, I bought my girl a diamond at Tomcat Jewelers, 5th and Main in downtown Akron.
This is Milton Vermaka. The healing properties of okra. I've traveled continents, I've traveled lands, I've traveled the sea, and I've come up with okra, the slimy vegetable that you're not really sure what it's good for. I can tell you this much, if you can get one of those down, you can do anything.
The healing properties of okra.
I've traveled the lands and the seas. I've gone from continent to continent, and I have found the very finest vegetable to be okra.
Slimy okra.
Get it now at your supermarket, at your grocery store, and then have both of those shut down because they sold that to you in the first place.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Excuse me.
Sorry. It's the Bobby Dooley party.
No, it's the Bobby Dooley.
Oh, Bobby, would you make up your mind?
I'm making up my mind. It's the Bobby Dooley do-da parade. It's the Bobby Dooley do-loo-do. I need...
She wants it to be alliterative. What's wrong with that? You know, usually people figure this stuff out before they go on the air.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, all right?
So, what do you want to call it? The Bobby Dooley...
I want it to be alliterative. You want it to be what? Alliterative. All right, so you want it to start with a D. Yes, then say that, all right? Oh, wow. So you're the only one that gets to use big words?
Yeah, you only get to be the one with big words?
No, you can use the big word. Go ahead. God, get Phil on the phone, please. What? Why do you want to talk to Phil? I'm getting sick.
She's getting sick and tired of this nitpicking.
Put the phone down.
I'm going to call Phil. Put it down.
How dare you do that? You don't get to call Phil until after the show. That's my agreement with him.
Did he agree to that?
No, he didn't. But I told him, all right, you're agreeing to this. He said, what? And then as soon as I yelled it out, he was in his car and gone.
Well, then he didn't agree to it.
As far as I'm concerned, he did. And when he calls back, or if we see him again, get him on the phone, will you?
Mr. Henry's going to...
Get him. I want Phil. Get him on the phone.
Mr. Henry's going to be mad.
I want him on the phone. No, you don't. You don't talk to Phil. Only... All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Henry. Yeah, but Margaret wants to talk to you.
What, Margaret?
Phil, Bobby is sitting here, and she's saying that, what did you say? I forget. We forget.
All right, thank you.
This next segment, I think you're going to enjoy. This is a segment that I call Homeowners Association Highlights. And we're going to bring on now our head of architecture, Hal Grissom, who's going to tell us about what's happening at Western Estates and all of the lovely things, what we do, you know, to spruce up and make our grounds there look really good. Hal, how are you?
Oh, hi, Bobby.
And what's going on at Western Estates?
Well, I noticed that there was an envelope for me this morning. You want me to clear out what?
I need for you to clear out. We don't have to talk about it now, but...
Well, I couldn't read the writing.
I'm sorry, I did it very fast, Hal. This is Steve.
Oh, well, I can't read his writing.
We want you to empty those sumps. They collect a lot of rainwater, and it becomes befouled. And it collects under our property, just down the hill from our property, so that when Steve smells that, as you know...
This has something to do with his sexual performance.
That's not the way we put it.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Excuse me for just 1 minute, Hal. I'll get to you in a moment, General, if you don't mind.
What are you talking about?
So you want me to...
I'd like you to empty out those sumps, because it's the water is foul.
Yeah, but and when I smell it, I can't get the erection.
Yeah, I know. So you've told me, Dooley, and everybody in Western Estates, I know all about whether or not you're able to...
So you understand?
I understand.
So, Hal, all of that business aside, what new and exciting things are we going to be doing at Western Estates?
Well, doing exciting things, I don't know how many of that, unless, of course, you consider the fact that we've got a leak in the main pool there, the community pool. But yesterday morning...
We have a what?
We've got a leak. Well, I think there's a crack in the gunite that is... You know, it happens. It's an old pool.
All right, we want to hear about good stuff.
She just said to me, Mr. Dooley, with all due respect, I could barely...
Never mind. A lot of people have a hard time with Steve. Well, no kidding. Oh, wow.
That's true. A lot of people do have a hard time with Steve. But one of them, obviously, is not Miss Dooley.
You know something? I could have you not only fired for that, but I could legally have you slapped across the face.
I'd love to see you or that cuckolded clown that you got for a husband.
Cuckolded? We voted for Trump.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What are you people talking about?
For the last time, General, butt out.
I would love to be able to tell that man.
You don't tell the general to butt out.
You know, it doesn't matter to me. That's all right. Go ahead, babble your garbage.
I would love to be able to tell that man the things that happened.
I asked you a question. What new and interesting things are happening?
All right. Barrett Jeffries gave birth to a little boy about 6 months ago, and she had him in the pool, and I discovered human feces in the bottom of the pool, and I had to get the skimmer.
You see what you did? What did I do? No, you encourage it.
Found a baby turd. Just found the baby turd.
Yeah! I'm sorry I had to do that for your own good, son.
God damn it.
Look what you've done to this staff. We're at each other's throats. We're smacking each other around. Well, maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, maybe it's a good thing. Everybody talking about how I got to smell dirty water so I can't get the erection.
What is an erection?
I'm sorry, an erection.
It's no one's business, all right? I may bring it up, and I may traipse it in front of the audience as if it's just a little show-and-tell item. But when people start fixating on it and talking about it, then I say, it's no one's business.
Yay!
Why, thank you, bud. That's something you do for me only, bud.
Well, I thought that it was warranted.
Thank you very much, bud. This is Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley.
And this is the world of Bobby Dooley. You know... I'm sorry that we weren't able to have Hal on for more of the architectural discussion. He has such a rotten attitude that he brings up my husband's inability to get an erection and that a baby took a dump.
Well, you had a baby take a dump in your pool.
That's right. Why are you smiling?
You know what? I'd like to answer that.
I didn't ask you. I asked him. Why are you smiling?
I'm not going to tell you.
You what?
I'm not going to... God damn. You're not going to tell me. My wife asked you a direct question. I don't have to tell you nothing, man.
All right, everyone calm down.
I'm not going to tell you, Bobby, because I don't like anybody telling me to tell them something.
That what?
You heard what I said.
Everyone calm down. This is the Phil... Bobby Dooley. This is the Bobby Dooley party. I don't like that.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I like the Bobby Dooley dungeon. That sounds about right. The Bobby Dooley dark... The darkness of Bobby Dooley. Oh, Steve.
God, honey, that's really kind of goth, but it's really neat.
I love it. The darkness of Bobby Dooley, because in a lot of ways, my soul is dark. What is this? I'm very dark.
Brother.
I was working at the Homeowners Association late one night when I looked in the mirror and I saw, with great fright, my rear end had dropped. It had dropped really low. I knew I had to go and get a tow to get it lifted up.
Get her butt lifted way up high.
I needed to lift it up.
Get the ass pulled way up high.
I had to have it lifted up.
It caught on and
her ass is high.
I've got one of those rear ends that rides really high. Heel to toe and heel to toe.
All right.
This has been the Bobby Dooley Dungeon of...
I'll do it. How dare you interrupt this song? You weren't going anywhere with that, Bobby, talking about your rear end getting lifted up.
Bobby Dooley Show.
This is the Dungeon of Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, the Dungeon of Bobby Dooley starts... Yeah, well, you're going dark.
God, if I had a lawyer, I'd call him. Well, why don't you? I've never needed a lawyer. I've never needed a lawyer in my life, except for a half a dozen times. Never.
Long story.
It's a long story. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.